Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go. Let's get it on. Paul Peters.
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rivera exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Corey Perry in control. Edmondson, he'll snap one off. It's blocked, the rebound. They score! Yoel Armia, right on the spot. And here in game two, Montreal breaks the ice.
Canadians win it, 3-3 now. Full Caulfield to the slot, a shot taken. They score!
Tyler Toffoli, staked out in the high slot. And the Canadians have a 2-0 lead. Alex Pietrangelo will dance at the point. He'll take it in, out in front. Oh, Price got across! What a chance there!
Little forge out by Kakaniemi through center. Open ice.
Byron's in alone. He scores! Paul Byron makes it 3-0 Montreal. To the point and back. Carlson pops out. Pietrangelo's bid blocked by Shea Weber. He'll move it all the way back down. It'll make it. The horn goes, and this series is on level ground.
Habs tie it up last night, 1-1 against the Vegas Golden Knights, and the rumors of Jack Eichel to L.A. are not true, apparently, but rumors to Jack to Anaheim are heating up. Elliot Friedman told me this morning in text message that they're definitely talking, and we will definitely talk to Elliot at 11 o'clock here on the Instigators. He'll give us a whole update on what's going on and more around the league. And I look forward to chatting with him because he did say on his podcast the other day, as we talked about it, that the Sabres could be ending up with a, don't be surprised if the Sabres end up with another high first round pick. Yep. Anaheim has third. There are rumblings of Anaheim. Before we get into that, I'll say good morning, Craig. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I just feel like something big is going to go down, you know, in the next week or two. I just there seems to be more and more going on social media, and you know, a lot of it's BS, but there's a lot of stuff out there that I think that is certainly going to raise an eyebrow. It's certainly something that is creating something big's going to happen.
Buzz.
Something big's going to happen. I do believe that. And I think that, you know, if there is going to be a move made, I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be focused on trying to be in the mix for a player like Jack Eichel or a player like Sam Reinhart.
I know what you're going to say to my next question. It's obvious, but I don't want you to answer it that way. I don't want you to say wherever you get the best deal, but do you have a preference? He's going to be traded, it sounds like. If you don't get maximum value, you keep him until he's healthy. But if, let's just say he is going to be traded, and it sounds like he is. Do you care if he's in the East or the West division or not? Does it matter to you?
Oh yeah. You know, there's no question that I would like, if Jack is moved, I would like him in as far away from us as possible. And, in the Western Conference, would bode well for me. I would not like to see him in the East. I would not like to see him and play him regularly. So, you know, he's a great player. Take nothing away from Jack. He's had a real nice, solid career up to this point. I think he's even going to show more as he gets older, and he's someone that I would like to see out West. But for me, it's most important to maximize the return on the deal. And if that means keeping him in the East, then I don't care where he plays.
Interesting. Instigators, you? WG, what about you? 550 and MSG. Tweet us at the Instigators. He's at Craig Reve 52. I'm at the Instigators 76. Do you care if Jack is in the East or the West? Do you care? Or do you just want to get the most return? Give us a call, 803-0550, 888-552-550. Would you want to see Jack Eichel come back and play your team four times and maybe school you? I don't know that I would. I don't know that I would. I'm in your camp. I want him out West. I want him as far away from possible. That's not an insult to Jack. It's a compliment to Jack, actually.
Yeah.
We don't need to be reminded of it. We'll be reminded of it when we have to play the Western teams and maybe in the finals. But I don't want to be reminded of it constantly, as maybe you see the team a few times if they're in your division, or just whether you see them six times in your division or four times in your conference, if that's how they're still doing it. I can't remember. It changes so often.
Yeah.
I really don't want to be behind him in the standings. You know, if that
we can't worry about that though. We
sure
have
you can.
To worry. No, we have to worry about maximizing
The players in the team can't, but we can worry about it. I don't want to be behind Jack Eichel in the standings. I don't want him to go to the Rangers and just hypothetical. I mean, as much as I love Chris Drury as a teammate and a person, I don't want them to do better than the Sabres. I really don't. And if he goes to the Rangers, it gives them a really good player to really bolster their team that's already headed in the right direction.
And if we're trading him to the Rangers, there's most likely we're getting a return that we can sit there, smile at, and say we feel very comfortable with what we are getting in this return. And it may not pay the benefits right now in what Jack Eichel is going to do for his new team, but we are going to be a much stronger team depth-wise, in years to come. And, you know, I look at Jack's great player, but individuals do not beat you. Teams beat you. And we want depth. We want higher end players. We want to build something here. And he's a big piece. If he is traded, he's going to be a big piece to our not rebuild. Cause I don't think we're rebuilding. I don't think we're starting from scratch. We have a lot of really, really good pieces here. We just need to make the right moves to add to what we have.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Elliot Friedman going to join us. And you know, we mentioned off the start of the show that Anaheim is now being a little more talked about, as Craig mentioned out there on social media. I messaged Elliot. He's our 11 o'clock guest today. And he did say that they're definitely talking. What does that deal look like to you?
In Anaheim.
Got to be the number three pick involved in there. I would imagine
you're going to have the number three pick. I would imagine that, and for me, I am not making this deal without, I think it's Trevor Zegras, is it not?
Trevor Zegras.
Okay, yep. So Trevor Zegras was the number ninth pick. I think he was actually
two picks after Cousins.
Two picks after Cousins. He this year in the world juniors, or the year before in the world juniors, he was lights out. He was absolutely incredible. It was all we heard was the Trevor Zegras from the United States and the Dylan Cousins from Canada, and those two players are dominating. They're two centermen. They're outstanding. So Trevor Zegras would have to be, and I mean have to be, part of this deal. You have a third overall pick. You would have Trevor Zegras, and you need another
I was just about to ask you, does Zegras in number three do it alone for you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know what? You know what, Riv? I don't think, look, I don't. So I talked to somebody this morning and they said, look, I'm only trading Jack Eichel if the, you know, the deal has to be viewed as Jack is being traded as if he's healthy. You have to view him as healthy. Okay. Because
I would imagine the team that's going to trade for him would do their due diligence and feel that Jack is going to be healthy.
Yeah. Well, 100%. But I mean, like I'm saying that, like, if you're trading him, if you're the Sabres, you're trading him as and selling him as healthy, right? To try to maximize the return.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, another team is yeah, they're going to trade for him. They're going to do their due diligence, as you say, and they're going to come to the conclusion that odds are after his procedure, whichever way he goes, he will be healthy. He'll play again and he will dominate again.
Yep.
But in the current state that he's in, am I crazy to say if Anaheim said Zegras and a third for Jack right now, I would take it?
You would?
I'm asking you if I'm crazy if I said
yeah,
I
yeah, you're crazy.
It. Okay.
No question. You're talking about a top five center in the National Hockey League. You're talking about a top 10 player in the world. You're talking about a guy that there is no asterisk or question mark beside his name. You know what you are going to get. You know that you're going to get a guy that is more than a point a game. He's a big, strong, incredibly talented player. There is no question mark. Here's the question mark. Question mark is Trevor Zegras. He has not barely played in the league this year. Okay. He did not, what there was no wow factor where you went, this guy is going to be a super stud in the NHL. No, because he's 20 years old or 19 years old. He's just a kid. Okay. We don't know what we are going to get. We going to get a Jack Eichel type player that moves into that category? Are we going to get a player like maybe Casey Mittelstadt, who
Zegras was pretty hyped when he stepped into the NHL, and he didn't necessarily disappoint.
He was Mr. Bloody Minnesota, and we couldn't wait to get
him. A little different, Mittelstadt and Zegras. I don't care that they were drafted in the same spot. A little bit different.
Are you on drugs? Let's go back 3 years and look at what Casey Mittelstadt did. He was the MVP of the World Junior Championships. Trevor Zegras.
Now, granted, I haven't said anything about the World Junior Championships yet because I don't necessarily, and we just talked about this before the show. Granted, Zegras had a fantastic World Juniors with 7 goals. What do you have? 18 points?
He led
the tournament in scoring, but he also might have had 7 points in one of those 18-0 wins or whatever.
Okay, well, you're going to have to go back and check that out. All I know is he led the points. Trevor Zegras led points. Casey Mittelstadt, when he was picked 8th overall, not 9th like Trevor Zegras, he was the MVP. MVP. So when we got Casey Mittelstadt, the hype on Casey Mittelstadt was huge. A couple years later, we're sitting with Casey Mittelstadt with what we see now in the last 25 games of this young man's career, he looked quite impressive. Okay, but I'm going to tell you right now, we do not know what Trevor Zegras is going to give us. We do not know what he's going to turn into. Jack Eichel at age 24, who is still a young man, we know exactly what you know exactly what you're getting from Jack. There is no surprises. Okay, you're going to tell me we're going to pick a third overall pick in a draft that I don't like to say this, but it's not a super strong draft, okay? And you're going to have Trevor Zegras, who's 20 years old, who we do not know what we are getting. That's not the trade that we're making.
Okay, and I did say, I did preface this with, I said, am I crazy if I were to say that I would take it? And that's the reaction I wanted because...
Yeah, the short answer is yes. The long answer I just gave you.
There was no short answer. I wanted the long answer.
Yeah.
So
there needs to be more.
So now make the trade bigger then. So then what? I mean,
well,
they're taking on a $10 million player. You are a.
I don't care about a $10 million player. That's for them to take on. If you think that we're going to be taking back bad contracts, you're absolutely nuts. You got to realize they have 8 and a half million dollars coming off their salary cap this year, because Ryan Getzlaf has now finished his contract. So when you think about bringing in 10 million on Jack, it's a wash. So they're loving the idea of bringing in an elite number one center, a top player that they can build around. That's what they want to do. They want to build around Jack Eichel. Great. Go ahead and do it. We'll take your young prospects and see if we can build something here of our own. But a player that is very interesting to me is Max Comtois, who was the leading point producer on Anaheim this year. He's only 22 years old, just turned 22 years old. He's a big kid, 6'2", 215 pounds. He could play the game. He led the team in points this year. He's a left winger. He would be a guy that I would absolutely want in this deal. I want to maximize the deal.
You want to fill holes in your roster. And you're going to
fill the holes in your roster. Because we have players currently on our roster, but I don't know if those players should be here. I want to build the roster. I want it with size. I want it with speed. I want it with skill. I want these guys to be physical. I would want to build a character-driven team. Tons of character. Players are going to play for each other, and you got to try and acquire these guys.
Brandon tweets the show, and he says, I think we have to take salary back to make it work, but I like it. Yeah, I think he might be right there. I mean,
No, we don't. There's certain teams that in order for us to make deals, we would have to take salary back. On certain teams like Anaheim, I don't think that we have to take salary back. Like I just told you, Ryan Getzlaf made $8.5 million. He is now off the books. If you bring in Jack Eichel, you are now basically washing those two.
Wes tweets and he says, Craig, I apologize, but Zegras has the height. Let me rephrase that. That's not what he said. Craig, I apologize, but Zegras's hype is high. This is exactly the guy I want in an Eichel deal because he has the wow factor that Jack has now. And then he, Brad Tretanero, I think is how you pronounce his name on Twitter,
so
tweeted out
this
a video.
This is what I'm looking for.
Go ahead. Yeah.
This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people that are listening right now to sit there and say, Craig, whoa, no. I have never not once said that Trevor Zegras hype is not high. I've not once said that. If you're going to make a trade with Anaheim, he absolutely 100% will be in the deal. There's no question. He is the guy that we want from Anaheim. He is their Dylan Cousins. You know how we appreciate Dylan Cousins here in Buffalo with what we saw from that young man and what we are going to see for years to come? Well, in Anaheim, Trevor Zegras is their Dylan Cousins. Okay? He is an incredible player. He has tons of hype. And what I will say is, yes, this is exactly the player that we would want coming from Anaheim, but I believe you'll have to understand this. Jack Eichel is a highly established player. He is a top 10 player in the world. Trevor Zegras, we do not know, even though his, the person said, Wes said that Zegras's stock is high. That does not mean, it does not translate to success in the NHL yet. So you're going to trade a player that we don't know where he's going to go for a player that is highly established and you know exactly what you're going to get. So a third overall pick and Trevor Zegras should not get it done for Jack Eichel. It's just not enough. There needs to be another major piece that comes with that. And then all of a sudden you can sit back, breathe, swallow, and say, I like this pick.
Someone just mentioned here. And David Backes comes off the books too. So that's another factor that plays into favor of your argument, meaning the Sabres would not have to take back salary. Somebody tweets in here, Trevor Zegras is not Jack Eichel. Zegras is a playmaking wizard He is slight, has a muffin shot, and an average skater. He is very similar to Mitch Marner.
Whoa. I'll take him.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say
Mitch Marner.
Did you just say Mitch Marner?
Done.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is we don't know the level of where Trevor Zegras is going to go. We know that he's a high pick. We know that he's a centerman. We know that he's a wizard playmaker, and he's been a point producer for every level that he's been at. NHL is a completely different engine. Elite players when they were young kids, sometimes struggle in the NHL because you're playing against the best players in the world. They know how to shut you down. They know how to work harder than you. What I'm trying to say is if you're going to trade Jack Eichel, who is an established superstar, an elite superstar, you have to maximize the contract. I don't mind at all dealing with Anaheim. I would actually love to deal with Anaheim. Trevor Zegras is going to be a guy that has to be in the deal. The number 3 pick overall is going to have to be in the deal, but there has to be more.
Well, here, Dave tweets us and he says, Zegras, 3rd overall, and Jamie Drysdale. I don't think they're going to part ways with Jamie Drysdale.
Well,
not saying he's better than Zegras. I'm just saying that, you know, he's defense, and
if they're going to give you Jamie Drysdale, Zegras, and the 3rd overall pick for Jack Eichel, then, you know, I'd be driving or flying Jack down to Anaheim right now. But, you know, I think a real good thought in all of this is I like the idea of a little bit older player. And a player like Max Comtois, who led the team in points. I think I'm pretty sure he led the team in goals this year.
Yes, he did. 16. He did.
So he had 16 goals. Like he was on pace for 25. He was on pace for over 50 points. This is a really good player, a very young player in the league too. This was basically his first full year in the National Hockey League. This is a great, great, great player. And he's got some physicality to him. He's a big kid at 6'2", 215, 220. He's a point producer.
And he's done it all. He's done it at all levels. This isn't a fluke. Yeah.
2 years ago, he was playing junior hockey and in Drummondville.
Yeah, didn't he?
In 25 games that year. 25 games. This is in the Quebec Major Junior. Okay, he was playing junior hockey. In 25 games, he had 31 goals, 48 points in 25 games. He was averaging 2 points a game. He had 31 goals in 25 games. This is a player. This is an absolute player. He's got size. He can skate. He's got all of that. And he's 22 years old. He's just a kid. He's very young.
So Brett messages me here and he says he wants to get in on the GM talk. He says, number 3, Zegras, Henrique as a cap dump, and one of Comtois, Perreault, or Colangelo. So Comtois would be your pick. So you'd have to take Adam Henrique. Any interest in taking on Henrique? I mean, you need Riv, you need players, but you need players, Riv. You're going to lose because you're going to lose Sam, and who knows how many you get. Maybe you do a 1-for-1 deal with him for a defenseman. Who knows? I'm just saying.
Yep. Yep.
Risto, who knows what you get for Risto, right? I mean, like one of these deals.
You might pray the Lord. When I heard yesterday that Risto, or there was speculation that the New Jersey Devils were interested in Rasmus Ristolainen, the first thing that came to my mind was one thing. And what was that, Petey?
I don't remember.
Miles Wood.
Oh, of course. How did I forget Miles Wood? What a fail. I just failed out of college right there. Great college, flunk. Yeah, Miles Wood.
Absolutely. And
that would be a nice piece to just slide into your roster.
Physical, could score goals, power forward. He's got nastiness and aggression, but he's a player. He kills penalties. He's a character player. Please. Yeah.
Well, listen, I just want everybody listening, because I know there are a lot of people listening and they love this. They love this idea of Anaheim. But there's a player, and I mentioned it to you, Riff, that I really want Buffalo to get in this deal. There's one player. It doesn't make or break the deal. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's a player that Anaheim would say, no, we're not doing the deal because you want him. But he's a player that we need here on this team, period. Anaheim needs him too. Montreal needs him. Vegas needs him. Toronto needs him. Every team needs a guy like this. I'll tell you who it is after the break, and I'll also tell you after the break why I think this deal gets done sooner rather than later. I think we both can answer that, but maybe it's obvious. Don't call me Captain Obvious, but I'll tell you why that is when we return, Instigators. We're talking Jack to Anaheim. Elliot Friedman going to join us at 11. And he told me in text message today they are definitely talking. I basically said, all this Anaheim talk heating up surrounding Jack, is it real? He said, definitely talking. He said, then he said, what did he say? Listen to this, Riff. Then he said, not sure yet. Or I said, Zegras in number three. He said, not sure yet. He said, they're definitely talking. I said, be sure by 11. Elliot Friedman at 11 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. Instigators, more to come.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, don't forget, Elliot Friedman going to join us at 11 o'clock. We look forward to chatting with him. And we'll have some coach discussion, too. How much of the pause on Don Granato was due to Rod the Bod, if they were waiting to see if they could get their hands on him. But I think he might sign an extension. Does that sound right, Craig?
Yep.
Ron, are you listening?
No.
So I said one player. Oh, I pulled up his scouting report. And I wanted to read it to you, Craig, because we're talking Anaheim, ladies and gentlemen. There's speculation and rumors and rumblings that Anaheim is the team to watch. Elliot Friedman on his podcast last week with Jeff Merrick said, or maybe it was this week, said, look for Anaheim to do something big. Look for the Sabres to possibly get another high first round pick in this year's draft. So those two teams or those two things, because Anaheim has number three pick. Makes sense, but now there's rumblings about Anaheim and it's heating up. So I said there's one player I'd like to get in the deal, but that's not a deal breaker, but I'd like to get him if we're adding pieces to slot in. And I don't think Anaheim's going to kick and scream if you ask for him. But let me read your scouting report. Tell me if you think this is something we might be interested in. Has great size, goal-scoring prowess, and the ability to utilize his big frame to keep puck possession, finish checks, and be a physical force. Has good pedigree, instincts, and plenty of hockey IQ for the highest level. Is still a bit of an unrefined winger, so he needs to continue to work on the intricacies of the game and fully develop his all-around skills. Must always be conscious of playing on the edge, but not over it. And the long-range potential for this player is talented power forward with upside. And his name is Max Jones. He was a first-round pick, I think, the year that we covered the draft here in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And he's out of London. And I know someone that coached him, said he was a great kid, powerful player. And I remember when Anaheim drafted him, they were really excited about getting him. And I think he's exactly what the Sabres need in the deal. I mean, we can go for all the skill we want, and I love the Comtois idea. I love Zegras. I love number three. But I think you gotta put pieces in your lineup that you actually can use for long-term and a little further down your lineup. Like, you look at how these teams are winning. They're winning with depth, right? Yeah. So yeah. Max Jones is a player I think you should keep an eye on, and I think he's a player that I'd like to see be a Sabre if the Sabres do send Jack Eichel to Anaheim. Just throwing it out there. You don't need much to comment. I don't expect many people to know much about him. I don't know a ton about him. I just know if you go watch some of his highlights, and he's the type of player that you want to see the Sabres get. But if you care to comment, go ahead. But then I can
I mean, he's 24th overall pick in the 2016 draft. So he's 23 years old. A little bit more established player. Big kid, though. 6'1", 220 pounds. He's definitely, I remember him. He's definitely more of a power forward.
Hits like a freight train.
Yes, loves to throw the body around. Highly physical.
And skilled.
And skilled, but it hasn't translated yet, right? It just has not translated into the NHL. Last year, he had 7 goals and 11 points in 46 games. So on pace for kind of like, maybe 20 points.
That's great for a fourth liner. That's great. You look at Long Island, you look at a Matt Martin type production, or I know Cizikas, he can score, but he also kills
Clutterbuck,
penalties, Max.
Like a Clutterbuck, physical,
Clutterbuck.
Strong. Yeah.
Perfect comparison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're telling me you don't want a Clutterbuck?
No, absolutely. Everybody like
you need 3 Clutterbucks on your team.
Yeah.
He's
certainly an interesting guy. And this is the exciting thing about this is, Anaheim, when you start to dissect what the possibilities could be, there's some interesting pieces there for sure.
Yeah. So why are we talking so much about Anaheim? It's in the news. It's being rumored out there. It's on social media, but our 11 o'clock guest, Elliot Friedman, I did message him today, just kind of asking him if this is the direction we want to go. And he said, they're definitely talking. So he didn't confirm what the pieces were. I asked him, he said, he's not sure yet, but he said, they're definitely talking. And if I were to say to you, there is a reason why this deal would get done early, Craig, or sooner rather than later. If I said there was a reason for that, would you think you know the reason for that?
Okay, say that again. Ask the question again. Sorry.
Okay, so I think this deal gets done sooner rather than later. And there's there is one specific reason why, and it might be obvious, but do you know what that reason might be?
I would say that the teams that are trying to acquire Jack Eichel, I would imagine that some of these teams want to dangle the first round pick this year. They want that to happen in this year's draft and not in 2022. That's what would be the only thing that would come to mind that teams want to be able to, in Anaheim or an LA Kings or a Vancouver Canucks, would want to, Columbus Blue Jackets would want to use their top 10 pick this year to entice a deal.
Good answer. Not what I was thinking, but good answer.
Okay.
Because it's interesting that you say that, and I'll get to my point in a second, but it's interesting that you say that because you wonder if the Sabres could be looking, if, and I, could the Sabres not be looking for Anaheim's number three in the deal, but maybe next year's pick?
Interesting.
Well, I had a conversation with Chris Baker this morning, and we were chatting, and he's like, well, he's like, why multiple picks this year? Why not get multiple picks next year? Have you seen next year's draft? That was kind of his question to me. And I know you're smiling right now because I know you know about next year's draft.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know where to go with this.
No, it's not. It's not
because you know what I'm thinking, right? I know you know what I'm thinking. I mean, there's a player in 2022 that, I mean.
But aren't the players in that draft next year the few of the higher end players?
Yeah,
there's more high end than projected already. More high end than this year.
There's going to be some monsters coming in the 2022. There's going to be some monsters.
Kid from Finland or something like that too.
I cannot remember his name, but I would imagine he's going to be in the top five. He's a kid from Finland that actually plays,
I think his parents are American or something
from Western Canada.
Yeah. Canadian or something.
The mother is Finnish, I think. And the dad is from Western Canada or vice versa. But there's a kid, he's a stud, but there's a couple kids from Russia that are going to be absolute no-brainer bombs. And then obviously Shane Wright is going to be, I would absolutely be shocked right now if Shane Wright does not go number one overall. And he is a franchise generational talent.
So I talked to somebody who played junior with him over the weekend. I talked to a kid that played with him his rookie year in Kingston.
So and a 15-year-old.
He said he was a 15-year-old, right? This kid was, well, the person I talked to was a veteran on the team.
Okay.
He said he is the most professional he's ever seen. He was named assistant captain as a 15-year-old, I think. Well, this is what he was telling me. And the team was like, oh, he's only going to be named
which is completely ridiculous when ridiculous. You're naming a kid 15.
Right, but but this
you
is
honestly
what,
this have is, to meet the kid.
This is what they said. This is what the guy said to me. He said, and the whole team was pissed about it because they're like, why do we have to name, like, we have other veteran guys that have been here for 3 years. Some, we have an overage guy. Like, how come these guys aren't getting consideration for the leadership role? Because this guy's a young phenom, right? That's what they thought. But then they come to learn this guy is in bed at 8:30 every night with his blinders on, windows closed, everything shut off, his world shut off. He goes to bed at 8:30. He gets up, he eats like a champ. Like, he's the most disciplined, nicest kid you'll ever meet. And he said it took 2.5 or 3 weeks for them to sit back and be like, oh, okay.
Now I get it.
And he said after that month, they probably would have been fine if they'd named him captain.
I had the opportunity to coach him in a spring hockey tournament. I coached an 0-3 team in a tournament in Toronto. My brother and I put an all-star team together. I mean, we had players that were, you know, currently drafted into the National Hockey League were from this team. And my brother had one spot left open. And we were trying to make sure that we found the right piece because we had a real strong team. And I said to my brother, I said, listen, I said, I want to grab this 04 kid. Okay. The year younger. And my brother's like, absolutely not. I'm not taking an 04 kid, a young kid on this team when it's an 03 group. I said, Scott, just be quiet. Listen to me for a change. Let me go and talk to this guy and see if we can get this kid. So the Wright family agreed to play on the team. And my brother, in the very first game, in the very first shift that this kid got on the ice, took the puck down the ice, like, I mean, lightning speed, and missiled a shot on net that went bar down. And my brother looked down the bench and his jaw was dropped open. I said, watch, just wait. This kid's a stud. We ended up winning that tournament Shane Wright led the team in goals. He had 9 goals in 6 games in the tournament. And, you know, he's not looked back. He has been a stud since he was 9 years old. I knew about this kid playing in Burlington, Ontario. He is a true competitor as a player, but what you see on the ice and you're almost, you drop your jaw with how great he is. When you see a phenomenal elite player, you're just like, wow, this is the next like Crosby. And when you see when you meet the kid off the ice, it's incredible. Everybody tells him every single minute of the day of how good he is and you're the greatest. And the kid with his demeanor just fluffs it off. He does not want to hear it. He just wants to be, he's a great, great young man. Whoever picks that kid, it's going to change the organization. There's no question.
Well, Elliot's spoken to him. So we've talked about him a little bit, but I mean, this was the first time I'd actually met someone that played with him. I was like, geez. And I had to ask about him. I had to ask about him, you know, like, how do you not? So I did. And I got an unbelievable response, and it would have been very easy for this guy to be like, no, he's a total jerk, total young, cocky jerk, you know, typical entitled stud young player. But he just happens to say,
the funny thing is like when he played his first year, and we're talking about Shane Wright, he was an exceptional status. So that's only been given out to like six players in league history in the OHL. Okay.
McDavid being one of them to give you an idea.
McDavid, I think Steve Stamkos, John Tavares were three guys. Shane Wright in his first year as a 15-year-old playing against 18, 19, 20-year-old players had in 58 games had 39 goals, 66 points. Like, it's truly incredible what he did in his first year as a 15-year-old boy playing against these men. It's he is special. He is absolutely special. He had more points. He had more points than Connor McDavid when he was exceptional status.
Instigators, we have to go to break. Elliot Friedman coming up at 11 o'clock. I will tell you when we come back why I think the Jack deal gets done sooner rather than later. We haven't touched on that yet. I've not forgotten because I don't know. Maybe it's not as obvious as I thought because Riv didn't get it. We'll be back. Instigators. Elliot at 11. Anaheim and Sabres apparently definitely talking. So we'll see where that goes and what that means at 11. Stick around.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
JJ, thanks for doing this. We got to ask you, where does the love of Caulfield and his game come from?
I mean, obviously, I watched him at Wisconsin. I'm obviously a Badger myself. And so him growing up in Stevens Point and me being a Badger and watching their run this year in the Big Ten tournament and the NCAAs, just obviously became a Caulfield fan with how special he is as a player. But then in the first round of the playoffs, when I saw he wasn't playing, Just sent off a simple little tweet saying I thought the series could use a little Caulfield. Obviously, they were down 0-2 at the time, and I'm not saying that I'm a soothsayer of any kind or anything, but they've been doing all right since.
JJ, we need a Stanley Cup prediction from you.
Oh, come on. Come on. This is the surefire way to make me look like an idiot in about 3 days when one of the team wins. But I'll give it a go. Why not? I'm on the Caulfield train. They're going to find a way to come back. They're going to find a way to win this series. And this is probably going to be 100% wrong, but we'll go with Cole Caulfield over the Islanders for the win.
You're making fans across Canada, certainly in Montreal.
All right. That was JJ Watt. Yeah. Cole Caulfield fan. He was with David Amber and Elliot. Elliot's going to join us at 11. I've been watching this. I mean, you see Watt on TV there, or on Twitter with his Cole Caulfield shirt. And
yeah.
I mean, it's, if you're cool. Cole Caulfield, you got to feel pretty cool.
Like,
I mean, J.J. Watt, I mean, you know, everyone has a J.J. Watt jersey.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know how many superstar athletes are walking around with a Caulfield jersey any bigger than.
Well, not yet. Watt. Kid's well on his way because he's doing some great things in Montreal. I mean, he's making some noise. You know, he obviously came out of the National Development Program, and he has scored more goals in a single season than any player in U.S. history. Went to, you know, Wisconsin Badgers and was completely lights out. Did he not win the Hobie Baker? Did I lose my marbles? I think he won the Hobie Baker this year. And now obviously with the Montreal Canadiens, and he's getting it done. He's not big in stature, but he has got a big heart and he plays that game hard, and he's making the players that he's playing with around him better. He's pretty fun to watch.
I can't believe the Habs took it to the Vegas Knights the way they did last night. I mean,
it's just when you just you start to think to yourself, and it here's the thing. It's different if the Canadians squeaked out a win. Carey Price stood on his head and the Montreal Canadiens won by squeaking by. No, they dominated the game. Do you not feel that they played exceptionally well?
Well, I went to bed at 2-0. I was with my little guy, but at that point they were. I mean, it was at 2-0. I didn't feel like, when I woke up this morning and checked the score, it wasn't like I'm sitting there saying, before I checked, that I thought Montreal definitely won that game. You know, I was surprised, you know, but because Vegas, they're a powerhouse. I mean, they're.
Well, you say that, but looks like Montreal could be in the same boat right now. No.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean,
you know what I love watching?
Is it just
too?
One team? Is it one, you know, is it one team shutting down the other team? I mean,
shutting down the other team.
Well, Chris was, we were talking, like I said this morning, he was talking about Montreal's defensive zone coverage. And, you know, one of the laziest things you can say is that they only won because of Carey Price. But, you know, it's like,
They didn't win that game because of Carey Price.
Right.
That was the best part about it. They won because they outworked and outcompeted, and they did what they needed to do. They got up 3-0. And I'm going to tell you, you get up 1-0 with Montreal. Montreal gets up 1-0. They feel comfortable and confident that they can play with that lead and win games. And that's what they did. They scored the first goal, and they never looked back. And
it,
they're a tough team to play against.
Montreal can't go back to Montreal and play in front of a packed Bell Center. They can only do it in front of 3,500 people. They're allowing 3,500 people.
Let me tell you something. If that, oh my goodness, if you would not believe that building right now in the conference finals, that place would be electric.
That place is electric on a game 53 of the regular season. On a random night, it's electric. I couldn't imagine what they'd be doing there right now if they could let them in.
Yeah.
Look at Long Island. The only reason why I want Long Island to advance is because of their fans. I mean, talk about a fan base that deserves it. Like Vegas, I mean, you know, the one guy, it was funny. I think Bulldog tweeted something. They show the Vegas fan just in such agony last night after the loss. You know, just, you know, towel over his head. Just like, oh, my God, the pain. It's like, yeah, really? Right. You guys have been to the conference finals 75% of your existence.
Come and talk to me 3 decades from or 4 decades from now, and then we'll talk about pain, right? But that's what makes sports so great. And it's not – like, if you're a Montreal Canadian fan, okay, then it's passed down. It's passed down. If you're an Islanders fan and you have your own family, you are passing down that love of that team. And what happens usually is a lot of times your son or your daughter loves that team. And it's been decades that some teams have not won a Stanley Cup, or there's teams that have never won a Stanley Cup, but the passion, the fan base, the fans make this tick. I just love watching the fans. When I played, I'm going to tell you, like, fans are everything. Fans are everything.
Well, we got to go to break. Elliot Friedman coming up, and he did tell me that they are definitely talking, and they being Sabres and Anaheim. How extensive are those talks? Well, find out in 5 minutes. Stick around. It's our first question for him.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.